when we talk about Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, Rashi draws the connection to the pasuk. Bayayimahu, Yeh Hashem Echad Ushma Echad. The pasuk in Zechariah, Peret Yedalet. Shema Yisrael, listen, Jewish people, the God who is today the God of the Jews, not the God of the nations, in the future, on that day of Bayayimahu, Yeh Hashem Echad Ushma Echad, he will be recognized by everyone as Hashem Echad. And the Gemara in Pesachim Dafnin, based off this pasuk of on that day, Bayomahu Yashem Echad Rishmayachad, asked the question, Ato Eden Alav Echadu. Does that mean only on that day Hashem is one, and today he's not? How could it be? Says the Gemara, Amar Vachar Bachanina, this world is not like the next world or the world to come. In this world, Hashem's name is written with Yud Kei Vav Kei, and we pronounce it with the Shem Adnus. We don't read Hashem's name as it's written. But in the world to come, world after coming of Mashiach, Bapashtas, Kula Echad, it's all one. Hashem's name will be written with Yud Kei Vav Kei, and will be read with Yud Kei Vav Kei. And Chazal Mulan, let Chazal say, in this world right now, as things stand, you hear good news, you say, Baruch HaTov HaMeitiv. We hear bad news, we say, Dayan HaEmes. In the future, excuse me, in the future, it's all HaTov HaMeitiv. Bayomahu Yashem Echad Ushmai Echad. There's going to be a recognition of the unity of Hashem. It's not that Hashem isn't one right now. It's in the world that we live in right now, people don't recognize it. It looks like there are two forces at play, forces of good and forces of evil. That's expressed by the fact that we are unable to articulate Hashem's name as it's written. Rabbi Yerucham of Meh, explains this idea of this awareness of Achdus Hashem, Yichud Hashem, and Tefillah of Rosh Hashanah. What we say, and everything that's created should recognize that you, Hashem, created it. This includes every single human being. Every single human being should recognize Malchus Hashem, should recognize Hashem's kingship. And you might ask, well, what do I care if some random human somewhere? What do I care if some random drunk who's rolling under the table in some godforsaken part of the world? What do we care if he knows about Hashem? And the point is that as long as there are people in the world that don't recognize the unity of Hashem, then Hashem's malchus, Hashem's unity is lacking. It needs all of humanity to come to this awareness. This is essential for the shlemus of the Bria, for the completion of creation. And that's why Rashi tells us, Hashem, who is now our God, and not the God of the nations, will be recognized by everybody. And therefore, we long and we daven, and we place our efforts into being Mekadesh Shem Shamayim, so that all of humanity will have that awareness. More than that, where there's idolatry in the world, there is a lack of awareness of Hashem. And therefore, we long, we daven, we yearn, and we strive for the day where there's no more false conceptions of reality. There's no more idolatry in the world. This is something that all of humanity need to come to an awareness of.